welcome to another episode of What Matters in North Carolina. As always, I'm your host, Matt Calder. And on today's show, we'll be talking with Demi Doughty about the kneeling epidemic in the NFL, or what I'm calling the kneeling epidemic, where there are dozens of players, sometimes full teams, kneeling before the flag and the national anthem. And we'll be talking to Demi less so about the motivations behind the kneeling, more about the act of kneeling and the history behind it. And we will move into that segment with Demi right now.
I didn't really do a deep dive into why the players are protesting, because there are actually a few reasons why, and it's the whole issue has evolved somewhat since it started with Colin Kaepernick. But I wanted to give a little bit of the historical context behind why there is a tradition, which is actually what a lot of people don't know, is it's actually a fairly new tradition for players to be required to be on the sidelines respecting the playing of the national anthem.
Really? So that kind of strikes me as odd, because I always, it's mainly for me baseball, going to more baseball games than anything else. But the national anthem is sang every time. It's played every time you go to a sport. I mean, it's a known thing.
It is, but it's only since 2009 that the NFL has required players to stand at attention on the sidelines. Hmm. I'm sure it was kind of an understood thing that, American citizens do show respect when the national anthem is played. This was only something that they required of their players since 2009, which was the year that, under President Barack Obama, the Department of Defense started giving millions of dollars in taxpayer funds to the National Football League.
Right. They started essentially sponsoring and advertising through them.
That's right. So the whole point is, the military is going to give millions of dollars to the National Football League, and before games and at halftime, during games, there will be military displays used as advertising and recruitment tools. You see a lot of the military aircraft doing demonstrations and, the giant flag displays and stuff on the field like that.
Okay, so there's the requirement's fairly new, but right. What does that say about the behavior?
So from my perspective, what it says about the behavior is that it's not... It is directly tied to the military. So some would like to say the national anthem, to kneel, take a knee during the national anthem, is not disrespecting the military. But in this context, it actually is, I would argue. If you look at the history behind the requirement from the NFL that players stand on the sidelines at attention during the national anthem, it is a direct result of the funding provided by the Department of Defense. So in effect, if you choose to take a knee in that moment, you're defying that regulation that only occurred as a result of that money from the Department of Defense.
Right. So, I mean, it really is. I mean, and this, so what I always think about with this kind of protest is this the same as stepping on the American flag? Is this in the same ballpark? No pun intended, because we're talking about sports, but is this in the same ballpark as that kind of protest and lack of respect for the flag in your mind?
That's tough to answer. I think they're a little bit different. In my personal opinion, I think that both do show a disrespect to the country and to the military, right? Because what does the flag represent? The stars and stripes represent, the stripes represent blood spilled on behalf of defending the country. And that is very significant. And that's a direct tie, again, to the military and honoring the military. So absolutely, you're dishonoring them by stepping on the flag, as well as the founding principles of our country in general, in the same way that you are by taking a knee during the national anthem. I would say that, there's not a tangible way to, like, spit on the national anthem, right, or, like, stomp on it. They're a little bit different in that it's not quite as tangible or
right,
visual.
But still disrespectful is what you're saying.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that's, they're kind of in the same zone, in the same area of being just overall disrespectful to our flag and our military servicemen and women in the process. And I don't think it, I know I'm not, I don't think you are either, arguing that they don't have a right to do this.
Oh, absolutely not.
But also, people have a right to respond as they choose.
Right. So, you know, my husband and I have discussed this. I'm not sure whether we will overtly boycott the NFL as a result of this. It's possible. I know my father-in-law has and feels very strongly about it, and he has every right to feel that way. But I think he and others who are choosing to boycott the NFL hopefully would also argue that these players have the right to protest. And, you know, what I didn't do in the piece that I wrote at nccivitas.org is I did not really go into the nuances of the reasons why these players are protesting, because, again, they're varied. And I didn't really feel like it was necessary right now because a lot of people are already debating that. I didn't want to go there. But I think it's important to celebrate that as Americans, we have the right to protest regardless of the reason, and peacefully protest. And we have the right as Americans to also exercise our rights as consumers, which is very closely tied to a free speech as well, and choose not to be consumers of National Football League.
Right. And as far as me, I mean, I'm a huge college sports person, not as much professional in most areas. So it would be hard for me to further boycott the NFL. Sure. It would be a very hard thing for me to do. But if I was a huge NFL fan, I mean, I could see myself stepping away over politicizing a game.
Right.
For me, it is just politicizing this game. It's trendy right now. To kneel and to take a knee before the, you know, during the anthem. It's become trendy.
Right.
It really has. The amount of people doing it has become trendy. And it, in my mind, it is a game. You're paid millions of dollars to play a game. And we're not going to get into the reasons. But people who are screaming, like crying discrimination and all this stuff, and then are paid millions of dollars a year to do this, I'm a little less concerned about what you're saying. I mean, if you really want to do something, don't just take a knee and then go collect your millions of dollars. Do something about it.
Yeah, I do agree that there's other ways to protest than to do so in the middle of the national anthem. You know, I would also say that it's important to recognize the double standard that NFL leadership and other coaches have taken when it comes to protests and other political statements made on the field. You know, they're not cracking down on these guys, but they have in other cases, you know, in particular when there have been like not bans, but other like something that they wore on their uniforms to for breast cancer awareness and things like that. You know, they'll regulate those things and they'll put a stop to that, but not this. I mean, it does seem like a double standard, or at the very least a shift from, you know, let's not insert politics into sports too. It's kind of like free reign now, because today we insert politics into everything.
Yes. And I mean, it's totally acceptable. And you're right, though. They'll crack down on one thing and then now be totally open to this. And I think because, again, it's trendy. It really, when Colin Kaepernick was doing it, you can argue about his motivations. You can argue about all sorts of things about it. But it wasn't trendy to do it then.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's become trendy. Entire teams are doing it. Coalitions that are most of the team are doing it. Team owners are joining them on the field to do this. It's just become a trend.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And it's become more trendy, I think, too, to get back to how much the media has been melting down over this. It's become trendier because of the media. And if the media weren't hyping this up constantly, then you wouldn't have, you know, this much buzz about it, and it wouldn't be all over social media, and there wouldn't be so much pressure for teammates to, you know, quote, join in solidarity for whatever reason.
Right.
And I say whatever reason not to be dismissive, but there are so many different reasons now. It just seems like the thing to do for one reason or another.
Right. And I believe a lot of the people who are doing it probably don't even really have a reason. I mean, I honestly, just the fact that so many people have signed on to this so quickly the way it is, I don't think if you took all these people and asked them why they were doing it, a lot would say, I'm doing it because my teammate's doing it.
That is true. And even the...
Or
the
peer pressure from most of the team doing it.
Right. And that's a great point, because there was one of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I can't remember his name right now, one of the Pittsburgh Steelers who was the only one who came out onto the field and stood during the national anthem with his hand over his heart, was a former member of the military. So this guy, everybody was like praising and like so excited that some guy's taking a stand. His jerseys were like selling out on the internet like crazy.
And I've got it. It's Alejandro Villanueva.
Okay, cool.
Villanueva.
Yes. Villanueva, yeah.
There we go. And he's the left tackle.
So this left tackle, this dude, he stood out, only guy from his team who came out and stood to attention at the national anthem, right? So it's this awesome sign of respect. He did a 180 a couple days later and apologized in front of the media and tweeted it, I think, too, and said, you know, I threw my teammates under the bus. I mean, really, like, taking a stand and having your own opinion and not, to your point, you know, following peer pressure, that's throwing your teammates under the bus. I mean, you can't have a dissenting opinion.
That wasn't
ridiculous.
Smart of him to turn on that.
No.
It just wasn't. But that's a whole other thing. But interesting aside, so, you know, there's no set in stone law for how you have to treat the flag as a private citizen. There are definitely behavioral things in the military that you can be disciplined for not doing right. Mm-hmm. But in civilian world, there's no set in stone law, but there is the flag code, which is just the ways that the flag should be treated. Mm-hmm. And what is interesting to me is, you know, the rules adopted by the NFL as to what players are supposed to do during the national anthem actually violate flag code in an interesting way. So the way that the flag code, or the way the NFL rules are, you have your right hand on your heart and your helmet under your left arm. And that's, I mean, if you go look at this picture of the Steelers left tackle, that's what he's doing. If you look at pictures of what they do, that's how they stand.
Yeah.
But under the flag code, when you're wearing something on your head, headgear, hat, whatever, when the anthem plays, you're supposed to remove it and then place it on to your right shoulder or your left shoulder.
Right.
Where your hand is then still over your heart. So technically under flag code, they would need to take the helmet and put it across their chest to their left shoulder if they were following flag code to the letter.
Right. Yeah. And again, like you said, it's these are not laws on the books. But I think the context of, you know, this is something that we need to show a lot of respect for as Americans and as patriotic Americans. But to an even greater extent, NFL players should have an even greater amount of respect or at least recognition for military and service members, a lot of whom are NFL fans. And to be disrespectful of that is a complete disregard of the clearly millions of dollars of taxpayer funds that go directly to the NFL. Hello, pay their salaries. But, I mean, just to make that such a display, I think, is really unfortunate and appalling. And it's, you know, I think some reasoning behind some of these guys taking a knee has been in defiance of our current president. That is something I have such a huge problem with. So I guess we're getting into some of these reasons. But that is one I have such a huge problem with, because regardless of who our president is at any given time, our founding principles are not ever going to change.
Yeah, presidents come and go either every 4 or 8 years, but that flag is over 250 years of history.
That's
that flag is our nation. That flag is thousands and thousands of men and women who've died defending that flag.
Right.
So if you don't like one person, taking it out on the flag is wrong.
That's right.
I mean, I'm right there with you there.
Yeah, I agree. So,
but there was another point I wanted to get into with all of this. I'm trying, it's stepped out of my mind for a minute, but there was another thing around this that I thought was worth digging into. So you should talk about something else while I come up with it. What else can we do? Oh, yes, here we go.
Yeah.
So if I was at the DOD or someone who was in a position to make a decision about the sponsorship, I'd be having very serious conversations about pulling the sponsorship, pulling that those millions of dollars out of the NFL. Why would I want to support a body where a significant number of the people who are just playing this game, I mean, let's be real, all they're doing is playing a game, a game that I used to play, a game that plenty of people used to play, and they're playing it on a higher level, getting paid millions of dollars to do it, but it's still a game. Why would I want them thumbing their nose at the flag, at the DOD, at the military, and why would I want to pay them to do it?
Well, that is an excellent question. And this is not a setup, but great minds think alike, because that is exactly what I just posted in my article. I hope that the Department of Defense reconsiders the amount of money that they're giving, if any at all. And really, if they did pull that funding, then I think it would solve everyone's problems, right? I mean, I wouldn't be offended.
It made me happy.
Yeah, and I would not be quite as offended that they choose to make themselves look like fools on the field. Like, it's still disrespectful, but, you know, the context of military funding going to the NFL when the players and the coaches and the owners and the leadership are taking this kind of stand is extremely offensive to me. So I think if you could separate the two, because really, when is it ever a good idea for the government to interfere in a private organization or business anyway? I think that would solve a lot of problems.
Right. And I mean, it's not unheard of at this point, honestly. I mean, there was an article I read today about a very well-liked Denver Broncos player whose name escapes me right now. I'm not a Broncos fan. But his sponsorship is, like, he's in renegotiation deals with this Ford dealership, a major dealership, and they're pulling a sponsorship or they're not going to continue that relationship. And I'm going, cool. You know, that's cool for me. Let the DOD do the same thing. Now, is there going to be so many air shows? Will it say U.S. Army on, you know, on the banner? Mm-hmm. No, but you know what? They can do other things. This past weekend, I was at a Spartan race. The U.S. Army has sponsored Spartan race pretty heavily. They have a truck there. They have booths out there. I got a water bottle sitting on my desk from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a symbiotic relationship for them there.
Yeah.
And you know what? They have a national anthem before they start every Spartan race, too. Mm. And I don't think anybody was kneeling out there.
Yeah, no, I think this is a really good opportunity for the DOD to get out of that relationship.
Oh, yeah, get out, reassess what they want to do, and decide if they want to put their money elsewhere. People aren't kneeling in NASCAR races.
And really getting our money out. I mean,
oh yeah,
that's the worst part of it, right? That it's our money.
And well, that's true.
It's so offensive to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for joining us on What Matters and digging down into this media meltdown.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you to Demi for coming on the show. Thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning into the show. If you're not already subscribed to the show, whether you're an Apple or an Android user, or you use an iPad or a different kind of tablet like a Kindle or something, you can subscribe to the show and make it so that the show shows up on your device without any effort from yourself. And to do that, all you need to do is go wherever you listen to your podcast. If you're on Apple, it's Apple Podcasts. If you're on Android like me, you're using something like Podcast Addict, and you can go and subscribe to the show there, and it'll show up on your device with no effort from yourself. And you can use that to listen to older episodes of the show too, but another way you can listen to older episodes of the show is on the Freedom Action Network website at freedomactionnetwork.com, and there you can also listen to other shows on the Freedom Action Network like the Free to Brew Show or the NC Gun Dad Show. But that just lets you hear from us. We want to hear from you too. Now, the best way for you to do that is by going and following along on social media, where you can engage with us about the show or about what you'd like to be on the show. We really want to hear from you. And to do that, just go to Facebook or Twitter and search What Matters NC. You can like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter. And again, that is What Matters NC. And thank you for tuning in for another show of What Matters in North Carolina. Have a good one.